Welcome to the Rosetta Health podcast series. Today we're speaking with Buff Kolchogov, CEO of Rosetta Health, about how hospital systems are very challenged right now when it comes to meeting the new meaningful use stage 3 reporting requirements, and he's also going to discuss solutions for tackling these issues. And Buff, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. It's always a pleasure. And let's start from the top. So what's new with MU3 for hospitals right now?
Well, one of the big things we've been hearing about is the health information exchange requirements. So there's a number of those are the ones that the exchanging of records and data were some of the barriers that presented the most problems for hospitals in MU2, and they've been expanded and revised in MU3, in particular around patient access. So under MU2, even though the original rulings kind of came out and said you got to allow all this patient access, Center for Medicare Medicaid came back and said, well, you only have to have one patient. Now those attestation requirements are back up to 5% of your unique patients that you see. They need to be accessing their record. So that's really the big thing that comes up. So it's both a technology perspective and you know, in the real world, an implementation issue of how do we actually get 5% of our patients to look at their records or send secure messages.
So I guess overall, is it safe to say that this is a challenge for hospitals?
Yeah, it is a challenge because, quite frankly, the from our perspective, the whole patient portal thing didn't work out really great for hospitals and for patients because patients would have multiple portals that they would have to go to, and they'd have to remember their passwords and all the credentials for all that. And you have these new requirements and new implementations thrust upon the hospitals. But also there's a new API is what most people call it, which is patients need to be able to access it from their mobile devices, whether they have a phone or an iPad or a tablet or stuff like that, and pull their records in that way. So that's a new technology challenge, but it's also a challenge just for from a workflow standpoint for the hospitals too. How do we actually engage the patients with this and make it easy for them to get access to their records? That's really one of the big challenges for MU3.
So overall, do you think we need to delay MU3? Is that the solution?
You know, a lot of people are saying that, and that's always on the table when any of the meaningful use technology criteria has been put in place, there's usually been a large contingent that has said, we don't have time to do this. And rather than saying, you know, we don't have time to do this, you know, the answer is how do we get vendors? I think I would look at this from how do we get vendors to up their game to make sure, you know, this works. And one of the real problems is if you have one vendor that's doing part of it and one vendor that's doing another part of your infrastructure, the real problem is it's very hard to get somebody to take ownership of all of it and make you and get you across the finish line. For example, just working with a hospital that had one EHR vendor for their ambulatory needs and then another EHR vendor does their inpatient needs. And then how do you get, now that you have these patients that they can have access via their mobile devices and that, how do you make that work between two vendors when neither vendor is going to take responsibility for the other vendor's interconnectivity in that? And that can be a really challenge, but there are solutions out there.
Yeah, speaking of solutions, tell us about how Rosetta Health can address these challenges for hospitals.
Yeah, so we're actually really excited because in some way, for us, being a cloud-hosted service that speaks all dialects of healthcare information exchange, there's nothing new technically. We already had all of these protocols and everything in place. So for us, it's really a matter of putting the right components into the into the mix and then making them all talk to each other. So what we're really excited is we have an offering for hospitals that, you know, no matter what mix of EHRs they have in there, we'll find out what their vendors aren't supplying for them, and we'll be happy to be responsible for making sure that all of the systems that you have work together and meet your meaningful use stage three requirements, whether that be for the transitions of care with a health information service provider, whether that's for this API, sometimes called FHIR, with allowing patients access to that, whether it be the patient portal, whether it's secure messaging, or whether it's a combination of all three of those. We can stitch all the systems together and make sure that the hospitals have what they need to do their MU3 attestation. So I think that's really exciting. And it was kind of already there for us, so we just put it together in a service offering.
That's perfect, and what a great way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Rosetta Health podcast interview with Buff Kolchagoff, CEO of Rosetta Health, who was kind enough to share his insights with regards to some of the challenges that hospitals are facing right now when it comes to meaningful use stage three. And, of course, he also talked about some solutions for tackling these challenges. And, Buff, as always, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Matt. Pleasure to be on.